Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
The Bible says that if you don't love the truth, you'll be given over to a strong delusion. So why am I telling you about agreement today? Because there are forces of hell that are trying to divide and conquer the church worldwide. And here's a question I pose to you today, my friends. Can America survive if Americans, Christians, and the church can't agree on a core common set of values? That God is God, Jehovah is the only God, that the Bible is right and somebody's wrong, that life is worth living, and life has liberty and the pursuit of happiness. We're in a great crossroads, ladies and gentlemen, and this nation and the nations of this world are being divided, and the only group of people who have the answer is the church that is wholeheartedly in unity and in agreement about that, and are assembled together to make it accomplished. Because here's what's about to happen, already happening. From this week's announcement from the Liberty Council, a church in Kentucky this past year on Easter, 700-seat auditorium, socially distanced, everything was in order. People in the parking lot, people in the building, but the governor of the state of Kentucky sent the state troopers to the parking lot, took the license plate numbers of everyone there and commanded them all to go into quarantine and to take their temperature on a daily basis and report to the health department locally. Some people were terminated from their jobs when their employer said, "Were you there at that church? You're out." Some were pushed back, some others laid off. But the fact is, the Home Depot was full that day, the Kroger was full that day, Walmart was full that day, but the government said that church can't formulate. The devil is liar. In Washington State, a pastor fights for an online service because he left his home to go singularly to the church where the online broadcast could be broadcast, and was arrested and fined for being the only one in the sanctuary. Oh, it gets better. That great pastor of the church in California, Baptist pastor there, Brother Traver, you saw him. I brought him on this platform on the screen to show you what was going on. They ordered for a cease and desist. They said that you can't have service in there or we'll find you. Currently, they're up to $100,000+ in fines for that Baptist church for having church in the sanctuary. The pastor said, "We can't take it no more. We're going to have to go in the parking lot." So now they're in the parking lot with less people, people that are discouraged, people that won't assemble themselves, people that said, "If it gets too hot, I ain't going to show up." And I looked online and saw a handful of cars out there at that great church that's got thousands of people. In California, another one, you know it's going to come from California, they ordered a church only to use percussion instruments, not wind instruments, even though they were only broadcasting online. And no more than four of you gathered together. Y'all don't like this because I speak the truth. In Virginia, a church with 290 seats, the governor ordered no more than 10 people, but the liquor stores were open and they were full. This church has no internet. They have drug addicts that come to this church, and there were 16 people in attendance on the day of Palm Sunday. They cited and fined and arrested the pastor with an incarceration of a year in prison or $2,500 fine, and all those that showed up at that church would also get the $500 fine. And so they decided that they wouldn't go back to church, and now it's dissipated that church from being able to be in existence. I'm not talking about now the book of Acts. I'm talking about what's happening in America right now. This isn't Russia, China. This is not Czechoslovakia. This is not the Soviet bloc. This is the United States of America. And if you don't know what your constitutional rights are and what that book says, I know that I'm going to abide by the Constitution. But when they start making laws against that Constitution, I'm stepping up to a higher law, and I will obey God come hell and high water. I wonder, is there anybody in here that's going to do the same, or are you going to tower down this close to the coming of the Lord? In New Mexico, they said, we won't allow more than five of you to get together. I think that's hilarious. They should read the book. I don't need five. All I need is two. And if you don't show up, I got me and him. That's two in the house. In Mississippi, the police came and gave a $500 fine to every person assembled in the parking lot listening to their pastor online. They since resolved that, and only because those at Liberty Council stood up, Matt Staver and the like, stood up against that unlawful act against a church in America. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, the Apostle Paul said in his word, having done all, stand. And now this past week, I'm going to say it out loud because I don't know how long Facebook is going to carry me on here now. Thank you for that one vote of confidence. The organization called Faithful America has called and said they have 17,000 signatures to cancel out and remove Franklin Graham from the headship of Samaritan's Purse and from the leadership of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. The son of Billy Graham is being pulled on the carpet to be removed from his own organization. That when the COVID was going on in New York City, without any asking, got permission by the governor, set up tents of Samaritan's Purse and cared for people in the streets of New York City at no charge to the city. But they were thrown out later because they said they were not tolerant of LGBT. So they would rather die than to have a Christian come alongside. I got news for you. You pray for Franklin Graham. And anybody wants to take me away from my daddy, it's nothing but a devil. Come on. This is the spirit we're working with. Now my message. I'm sorry. If you want the Seeker Church, it's down the road. Go on down there. You can get 20 minutes and a popsicle, and you'll be fine. But here, we're going to get some word today. I'm tired. You better get tired of that and not tired of this. There may come a day when you show up here, and the county's shown up and put a padlock on the door. What you going to do then? That preacher right over there told this church years and years and years ago that there's going to come a day when the tax exemption is going to be taken away from the church, and then we're going to find out who really believes the book and was just given for their own tax exemption. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. The great pastor, Pastor Jeffers of First Baptist Church, has called his church today to order and said, we are going to rename the church of First Baptist Dallas to the Battleship Baptist Church. We're going to war. God bless you, Brother Jeffers. We're with you. We're going to stand in agreement if you preach the gospel. We're going to stand together, red, yellow, black, and white. We're all together in this thing. Write this down. I'm going to give you something and I'm out of your way. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 through 25, there's four admonitions given here. My new associate, Ben Martin, went to Sam's this past week to pick up some lettuce for all of y'all so you can have some lettuce on your hamburger. Unfortunately, the first time he's done something like this, he overbought of the lettuce. So today I'm going to preach four lettuces for you here today. The first one is this. Let us draw near to God. This is the admonition of the hour. Look at your neighbor and tell him, let us draw near to God. You better draw near to God like you never have, with a full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and your bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near. Let us draw near. Let us draw near to God. Here's the promise of God's word. He said, if you draw near to me, oh God, I wish you'd come. You start making a move and he'll meet you more than halfway. Draw near to God. If you think it's going to be without opposition, you better wake up because the devil don't want you drawing near to God. Try to get down and start praying. at your privacy of your own home. And the devil will put you to sleep, cause every person in the world to call you on the cell phone, text you, email you. Come on, the Amazon driver will pull by to drop off a package you never even ordered. It'll be all kind of confusion. You better turn that world off and draw near to God. I'm not even going to preach on these. He said, number two, let us hold fast to our faith. I want you to understand this very clearly. You haven't heard this teaching, but I'm going to bring it to you in a few weeks. People say, what am I supposed to do with faith? And if you listen to the faith teachers, they'll tell you. You got to have faith. Well, how much? Well, more. Well, where's the end of it? How much do I need to have? And besides that, if Jesus said a seed will move the mountain if you've got a seed of faith, then why then do I have to have a whole bunch of faith? These are good questions that I have brought up this morning. The book says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith. Because it's not about how much you have. Do I need to increase it? Absolutely, because that creates trust in God. The more you know, the more you'll trust. I'm going to teach in a few weeks. This is your faith. He said, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. Okay, I got faith, but something's not working. Faith, faith, faith. Faith, 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 faith. Come on, pump it up. Is it your faith? The Bible says we have one Lord, one baptism, one faith. But where you place that faith is where it matters. Because it's not how much that I have. Because I had faith in Jesus Christ to save me, and I didn't have a whole great big pile of 5 gallons of faith at that moment. I just took the one faith I had and throwed it right down at the cross and say, that's where I'm going to stand from now till. Now, everything about the devil is to try to push you away from keeping your faith in the cross. You should grow your faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But whatever you do positionally, don't take your faith in these last days and put it in money, put it in government, put it in church, put it in your Bible reading. You put your faith centrally and exclusively in the cross of Jesus Christ and don't move it. And I can assure you, while I'm preaching right now, the devil is listening and the principalities are, because they know the one place they were forever defeated was at the cross. That's why I will not move my faith from the cross. Let us. What's number three head of let us? Let us provoke one another to love and to good work. Let us provoke one another. That word also means stir, but I like provoke. First of all, it fits in the other P's that are in the other verses. Let us provoke one another. So if you see somebody missing from church, don't wait for the clergy and the office and somebody else to call them. You call them up. And when you call them up and say, hey, man, missed you. And they look at you or listen to you or they say back to you, hey, I'll be there. Don't worry about me. Consider yourself a provoker. You know what? 1,000 years from now, because you made that phone call to them, and they're not burning in the abyss of hell and the lake of fire, they'll say, thank you for that call. You made me so mad I wanted to bite your head off, but I'm so glad somebody cared.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.